What if impossible was just a word, a barrier created by fear, doubt, or limited thinking? Think about it. Every great invention, every life-changing achievement started as something others thought couldn't be done. In this audiobook, we'll explore how to break past those limits, shatter the walls of impossible, and go after the life you've always dreamed of. It's not about settling for ordinary. It's about daring to dream big, taking bold steps, and proving that the impossible is only what you haven't tried yet. Ready to change the game? Let's dive in. Chapter 1. Why the impossible is only a mindset. What we call impossible often has more to do with how we think than with actual limitations. The word impossible isn't a fact. It's a belief. It's what happens when our mind places restrictions on what we can achieve because of fear, doubt, or past failures. But here's the truth. Impossible is just a mindset, and mindsets can be changed. Throughout history, countless individuals have accomplished what others deemed impossible simply because they believed they could. They didn't let their minds dictate their limits. They rewrote the rules. Think about a time when you achieved something you once thought you couldn't. Maybe it was passing a tough exam, landing a job you dreamed of, or overcoming a challenge that seemed overwhelming. In those moments, you broke through the illusion of impossibility. That same power lies within you today, waiting to be unleashed. The first step is recognizing that the limits you see are often self-imposed. When you shift your mindset from "I can't" to "How can I?", you open the door to endless possibilities. Our mindset is shaped by the stories we tell ourselves. If we constantly repeat, "I'm not good enough," "It's too late," or "That's beyond me," those words become our reality. But when we challenge those thoughts and replace them with empowering beliefs, the impossible starts to feel achievable. It's not about ignoring challenges or pretending they don't exist. It's about deciding that those challenges won't stop you. Shifting your mindset doesn't mean you suddenly know all the answers. It means you're willing to find them, to adapt, and to persist no matter what. The truth is, what seems impossible today is just something you haven't figured out yet. Breakthroughs don't happen because people have all the answers up front. They happen because people refuse to give up. They believe that with the right effort, time, and creativity, they'll find a way. The impossible is nothing more than a temporary wall. Once you decide that wall won't stop you, it's only a matter of time before you break through it. Remember, the impossible only exists in your mind. Change your mindset, and you'll change what's possible. Chapter 2. Unlocking the power of big dreams. Big dreams have the power to ignite your spirit and push you to accomplish what once seemed unthinkable. When you allow yourself to dream beyond limits, you tap into an extraordinary source of motivation and creativity. Big dreams inspire you to reach higher and to think differently. They stretch your imagination and encourage you to see possibilities where others see obstacles. Dreaming big isn't just about fantasizing, it's about creating a bold vision for your future that fuels your actions every day. However, many people are afraid to dream big because they fear failure or rejection. They might settle for smaller, safer goals, thinking they are more achievable. But here's the thing. The size of your dreams determines the size of your efforts. When you dream big, you push yourself out of your comfort zone, and that's where growth happens. Big dreams don't just challenge you, they transform you. They force you to develop new skills, build resilience, and unlock potential you never knew you had. Big dreams are also a powerful tool for focusing your energy. When you have a clear and ambitious vision, it acts as your compass, guiding every decision you make. It becomes easier to say no to distractions and yes to opportunities that align with your goals. This clarity and focus give you the drive to keep moving forward, even when the road gets tough. A big dream creates a sense of purpose that fuels your persistence and determination. Most importantly, dreaming big allows you to inspire others. When you pursue bold goals, you show people what's possible. Your courage and ambition can spark change, not only in your own life, but also in the lives of those around you. People are drawn to those who dare to dream and act on those dreams. By unlocking the power of big dreams, you create a ripple effect of possibility, proving that the impossible can become reality. So, dare to dream big. You might just inspire a movement. Chapter 3. Overcoming Fear of Failure. Fear of failure is one of the most common obstacles that hold people back from pursuing their dreams. It's natural to feel apprehensive about stepping into the unknown, but letting this fear control you will only keep you stuck. Failure isn't the enemy. It's a part of the learning process. In fact, the most successful people in the world have faced failure countless times. They've embraced it as a teacher rather than a barrier. Overcoming the fear of failure begins with shifting your mindset. Instead of viewing failure as something to avoid, see it as a stepping stone toward growth. One powerful way to confront this fear is to reframe how you think about mistakes. Failure doesn't mean you're not good enough. It simply means you're trying something new and pushing your limits. Every setback is an opportunity to learn something valuable about yourself or your approach. When you treat failure as feedback, it loses its power to intimidate you. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience, and how can I use this to improve? With this perspective, failure becomes a tool for improvement rather than a reason to quit. Another way to overcome the fear of failure is to start small. Take incremental steps toward your goals instead of overwhelming yourself with the big picture. When you break your goals into smaller, manageable tasks, each success builds your confidence and reduces the fear of taking the next step. Small wins accumulate into momentum, showing you that failure is not as catastrophic as you may imagine. By focusing on progress rather than perfection, you'll find it easier to take action despite your fears. It's also important to challenge the all-or-nothing mindset that often accompanies the fear of failure. Many people believe that if they don't achieve their goals perfectly, they've failed entirely. But success is rarely a straight path. It's a series of trials, errors, and adjustments. Accepting that setbacks are a natural part of the journey allows you to stay committed even when things don't go as planned. Remember, the only true failure is giving up entirely. Everything else is just part of the process. Surrounding yourself with supportive people can also help you overcome this fear. Friends, mentors, or colleagues who encourage you and share their own stories of setbacks can remind you that failure is universal. Knowing that others have faced and overcome similar challenges can make your fears feel less overwhelming. Seek out a community that understands and supports your goals, and let their encouragement bolster your courage. Finally, remind yourself of your why. Why do you want to achieve this goal? Why does it matter to you? When your purpose is strong and clear, it becomes easier to push past the fear of failure. Focus on the bigger picture and the impact your success will have on your life and others. Let this vision drive you forward, even in the face of uncertainty. Failure may feel uncomfortable, but it's a temporary discomfort compared to the lasting fulfillment of chasing your dreams. By embracing failure as a natural and necessary part of the journey, you free yourself to take bold, decisive action. Chapter 4. The Importance of Vision and Clarity. Having a clear vision is the foundation of achieving the impossible. Vision is not just a vague idea of what you want. It's a vivid picture of where you want to go and what you want to achieve. When you have clarity about your goals, every decision and action becomes more purposeful. Without vision, it's easy to drift through life, feeling stuck or uncertain about your next steps. A strong vision acts as a compass, guiding you through obstacles and helping you stay focused, even when the journey gets tough. Clarity begins with knowing your why. Why do you want to achieve this goal? What drives you? Understanding your deeper purpose gives your vision meaning and motivates you to keep going when challenges arise. Your why becomes the emotional fuel that powers your actions. For example, if your vision is to start your own business, your why might be to create financial freedom for your family or to pursue your passion for solving a specific problem. When your purpose is clear, your vision becomes more compelling and your motivation grows stronger. To bring your vision to life, it's important to make it as detailed and specific as possible. A vague goal, like, "I want to be successful," lacks direction. Instead, ask yourself, "What does success look like to me? What will my life look like when I achieve it?" Visualize the specifics: where you'll be, who you'll be with, what your day-to-day life will involve. The more vivid and detailed your vision, the easier it is to stay focused and motivated. This clarity allows you to break your vision down into actionable steps and measurable milestones. Vision is also a powerful tool for overcoming doubt and fear. When you have a clear picture of what you want to achieve, it becomes easier to silence the voices of self-doubt and criticism. A strong vision gives you a sense of certainty, even when the path ahead is uncertain. It reminds you of what you're working toward and why it's worth the effort. Whenever you feel discouraged or overwhelmed, reconnecting with your vision can reignite your passion and help you move forward with confidence. Moreover, vision and clarity help you prioritize your time and energy. When you know exactly what you're working toward, you can identify which actions will bring you closer to your goals and which are distractions. Clarity eliminates the noise and keeps you focused on what truly matters. Without it, it's easy to get sidetracked or waste time on tasks that don't align with your purpose. Vision allows you to say yes to the right opportunities and no to things that don't serve your goals. Finally, your vision inspires others. When you're clear about what you want to achieve and confident in your direction, you naturally attract support and opportunities. People are drawn to those who have a strong sense of purpose and clarity because it signals determination and leadership. Whether you're building a team, seeking mentorship, or rallying support for your dream, your vision has the power to inspire others to believe in you and your goals. By embracing the importance of vision and clarity, you lay the groundwork for achieving the seemingly impossible, one focused step at a time. Chapter 5. Building Unstoppable Resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back, adapt, and keep moving forward in the face of challenges. It is the cornerstone of achieving the impossible, because no journey is free of obstacles. Resilience is not about avoiding difficulties. It's about building the mental and emotional strength to overcome them. With resilience, setbacks become stepping stones, and failure becomes an opportunity to learn. It's a skill that can be developed, and the more you strengthen it, the closer you'll be to achieving your dreams. The first step to building resilience is shifting your perspective on challenges. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, view them as opportunities for growth. Every setback teaches you something valuable, whether it's a new skill, a better strategy, or a deeper understanding of yourself. When you embrace this mindset, you stop fearing failure and start welcoming the lessons it brings. Resilient people don't dwell on what went wrong. They focus on what they can learn and how they can improve. Resilience also comes from cultivating a strong sense of self-belief. Doubts and fears are natural, but they don't have to control you. When you believe in your ability to overcome challenges, you give yourself the confidence to keep going, even when the odds seem stacked against you. Self-belief is like a muscle. It grows stronger with every challenge you face and overcome. Remind yourself of past victories, no matter how small, and use them as proof that you can handle whatever comes next. Another key to resilience is staying flexible. Life rarely goes according to plan, and being rigid in your approach can lead to frustration and burnout. Resilient people are adaptable. They're willing to change strategies, explore new options, and adjust their goals when necessary. Flexibility doesn't mean giving up on your dream. It means being open to different paths to reach it. When you're flexible, you're better equipped to handle unexpected twists and turns, keeping your momentum alive. Emotional regulation is also a crucial aspect of resilience. It's easy to get overwhelmed by stress, frustration, or disappointment, but learning to manage your emotions can help you stay grounded. Techniques like mindfulness, deep breathing, and journaling can help you process your emotions in a healthy way so they don't derail your progress. Resilience isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and then using that understanding to move forward. A strong support system plays a significant role in building resilience. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and believe in your vision. These could be friends, family members, mentors, or colleagues. Having a support network reminds you that you're not alone in your journey and provides you with different perspectives and advice when you face challenges. Don't be afraid to lean on others. They can offer the strength and encouragement you need to keep going. Consistency is another essential component of resilience. It's not about making huge leaps all the time. It's about taking small, consistent steps toward your goal. Even when progress feels slow, those small steps add up over time. Resilient people understand the power of persistence. They keep showing up day after day, no matter how tough things get. Consistency builds momentum, and momentum builds confidence, helping you push through challenges with greater ease. Finally, resilience is fueled by a strong sense of purpose. When you're deeply connected to your why, it becomes easier to endure hardships and setbacks. Your purpose acts as a guiding light, reminding you why your efforts matter and what you're working toward. Whenever you feel like giving up, reconnect with your purpose. Write it down, visualize it, or talk about it with someone who inspires you. A clear sense of purpose can reignite your determination and help you stay resilient, no matter what challenges come your way. Building unstoppable resilience takes time, but it's one of the most valuable skills you can develop. With resilience, you can face any challenge head-on, learn from it, and come out stronger on the other side. It transforms obstacles into opportunities and setbacks into stepping stones, paving the way for you to achieve the impossible. Chapter 6. Turning challenges into opportunities. Challenges are an inevitable part of life, but what separates successful people from the rest is their ability to turn obstacles into stepping stones for growth and progress. Every challenge, no matter how daunting, carries within it the seed of opportunity. Learning to shift your mindset and approach challenges with curiosity and determination can transform setbacks into powerful catalysts for success. The first step in turning challenges into opportunities is to change how you perceive them. Instead of viewing challenges as threats, see them as tests of your strength and creativity. This shift in perspective allows you to approach problems with a proactive attitude, ready to explore solutions rather than getting stuck in frustration or fear. When you view challenges as opportunities for growth, they become less intimidating and more empowering. Challenges often force us to think outside the box. They push us beyond our comfort zones and compel us to innovate. When faced with a difficult situation, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" or "How can this help me grow?" For instance, a failed project might teach you better time management or reveal gaps in your knowledge that you can address. Challenges are powerful teachers that provide insights you might not have gained otherwise. Another way to turn challenges into opportunities is to embrace a problem-solving mindset. Break the challenge into smaller, manageable parts and focus on one piece at a time. This approach prevents overwhelm and allows you to make steady progress. As you tackle each part, you gain confidence in your ability to handle the situation, turning what once seemed like an insurmountable obstacle into a series of achievable tasks. Resilience is key to finding opportunities within challenges. When setbacks occur, it's natural to feel discouraged, but resilience helps you bounce back stronger. Reflect on past challenges you've overcome and use them as reminders of your strength and resourcefulness. Each challenge you face and conquer adds to your resilience, making you better equipped to handle future difficulties. Challenges can also reveal hidden opportunities for growth and improvement. For example, losing a job might seem devastating at first, but it could also be the push you need to pursue a new career path or start your own business. Similarly, a failed relationship might open the door to deeper self-awareness and healthier connections in the future. By looking for the silver lining in every situation, you can uncover opportunities you may have overlooked. Collaboration can be a powerful tool for turning challenges into opportunities. When faced with a difficult problem, reach out to others for support, advice, or a fresh perspective. Brainstorming with a team or seeking guidance from a mentor can lead to creative solutions you might not have considered on your own. Challenges often bring people together, fostering collaboration and connection. Adopting a long-term perspective can also help you find opportunities in challenges. In the moment, a setback might feel overwhelming, but when you take a step back and consider the bigger picture, it's easier to see how this challenge fits into your overall journey. Many successful people look back on their greatest achievements and realize they were born out of their toughest challenges. Challenges are opportunities to build character. They teach patience, perseverance, and humility. Facing adversity head-on develops qualities like grit and determination, which are essential for long-term success. Each time you overcome a challenge, you become stronger and more confident in your abilities, paving the way for even greater achievements in the future. Finally, challenges allow you to inspire others. When you overcome obstacles and turn them into opportunities, you set an example for those around you. Your resilience and creativity can motivate others to tackle their own challenges with courage. Sharing your story of triumph can be a source of encouragement and hope for people facing similar difficulties. Turning challenges into opportunities isn't always easy, but it's a skill that can be cultivated with practice and a positive mindset. By embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, you unlock your potential and discover strengths you never knew you had. Challenges become not just hurdles to overcome, but stepping stones to a brighter, more fulfilling future. Chapter 7. Developing Discipline for Long-Term Success. Discipline is the cornerstone of long-term success. While talent, passion, and opportunities may play a role, it's discipline that ensures consistent progress and sustained achievement over time. Developing discipline is about building habits, maintaining focus, and showing up every day, even when motivation fades or challenges arise. It's the bridge between setting goals and achieving them. The first step to developing discipline is understanding your why. When you have a clear purpose behind your actions, it becomes easier to stay committed. Ask yourself, what am I working toward? Why does it matter to me? A strong sense of purpose fuels discipline by reminding you of the bigger picture. This clarity provides motivation, even on days when you feel tempted to give up. Building discipline starts with small, manageable actions. Many people make the mistake of trying to overhaul their entire routine overnight, which often leads to burnout or frustration. Instead, focus on creating one habit at a time, whether it's dedicating 15 minutes a day to reading, exercising, or working on a personal project. Starting small helps you build momentum and confidence in your ability to stay consistent. Consistency is the heart of discipline. It's not about being perfect every day, but about showing up regularly, no matter the circumstances. Discipline is developed when you commit to a routine and stick to it, even when it's inconvenient or unexciting. Over time, these consistent actions become habits, making it easier to stay on track without relying on motivation alone. Discipline often requires sacrificing short-term gratification for long-term benefits. This can be challenging in a world filled with distractions and instant rewards. However, learning to delay gratification is a skill that strengthens your ability to prioritize what truly matters. Each time you choose to focus on your goals instead of giving in to distractions, you reinforce your self-control and discipline. Accountability is another powerful tool for developing discipline. Sharing your goals with someone you trust can provide extra motivation to stay on track. Whether it's a friend, family member, or mentor, having someone to hold you accountable makes it harder to skip a task or abandon a commitment. Accountability adds an external layer of discipline that complements your internal drive. Self-awareness is crucial in the journey to developing discipline. Pay attention to your triggers and patterns of behavior. What situations or emotions cause you to procrastinate or lose focus? By identifying these triggers, you can create strategies to overcome them. For example, if you're easily distracted by your phone, set it aside during work hours or use apps that limit screen time. Creating a structured environment also supports discipline. Your surroundings have a significant impact on your ability to stay focused and productive. Organize your workspace, eliminate distractions, and set clear boundaries for work and rest. A well-organized environment reduces the mental effort required to stay disciplined and helps you maintain focus on your priorities. Failure is a natural part of developing discipline, but it's important not to let setbacks derail your progress. Instead of viewing failure as a sign of weakness, see it as an opportunity to learn and adjust. Discipline isn't about never making mistakes. It's about how quickly you recover and get back on track. Each setback is a chance to strengthen your resolve and refine your approach. Discipline is closely tied to self-compassion. While it's important to hold yourself accountable, being overly critical can lead to burnout or a sense of defeat. Treat yourself with kindness when you slip up and focus on making progress rather than achieving perfection. Self-compassion allows you to stay motivated and resilient, even during challenging times. One of the best ways to develop discipline is to focus on the process rather than the outcome. While having goals is important, the journey is where growth happens. By committing to the daily actions required to achieve your goals, you build discipline as a habit. Celebrate small wins along the way, as they reinforce your commitment and keep you motivated. Visualization can also strengthen discipline. Imagine the person you want to become and the life you want to create. Visualizing your future self achieving your goals can inspire you to stay disciplined in the present. When you see the bigger picture, it becomes easier to resist temptations and stay focused on what truly matters. Discipline requires balancing flexibility with structure. While it's important to have a routine, life is unpredictable, and rigid plans can sometimes lead to frustration. Allow yourself to adapt when necessary, but ensure that flexibility doesn't turn into an excuse for abandoning your goals. Discipline is about staying consistent, even when plans need to change. Over time, discipline becomes a source of freedom rather than restriction. By staying disciplined, you gain control over your time, energy, and choices. This control allows you to pursue your passions, achieve your goals, and live a life aligned with your values. Discipline empowers you to create the life you want, rather than being at the mercy of external circumstances. Finally, remember that discipline is a lifelong practice. It's not something you achieve once and never revisit. Each stage of life brings new challenges and opportunities, requiring you to adapt and strengthen your discipline. Embrace the journey and recognize that every effort you make today builds the foundation for a successful and fulfilling future. Chapter 8: Celebrating Small Wins on the Path to Greatness. Celebrating small wins is a powerful yet often underestimated practice on the journey to greatness. While the ultimate goal may seem far away, recognizing the progress you're making along the way fuels your motivation, builds confidence, and strengthens your resolve to keep going. Each small victory is a stepping stone, reminding you that you are capable of achieving great things one step at a time. Small wins act as momentum builders. Every time you achieve a small milestone, it creates a ripple effect of positivity and determination. These small victories remind you that progress is possible, even if the ultimate goal feels distant. Celebrating these moments gives you the energy and enthusiasm to tackle the next challenge, keeping you on track toward your dreams. Acknowledging small wins also helps you stay present in your journey. It's easy to get so focused on the destination that you forget to appreciate the steps you've already taken. Celebrating small victories allows you to pause, reflect, and savor the moment. It shifts your focus from how far I still have to go to how far I've already come, creating a sense of gratitude and satisfaction. Recognizing your progress builds confidence. Each small win reinforces the belief that you are capable of success. This confidence becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, encouraging you to take on bigger challenges and push past your limits. Small wins remind you that greatness is not achieved overnight, but through consistent effort and perseverance. Celebrating small wins also combats the feelings of overwhelm that can arise when pursuing big goals. When you break your journey into smaller milestones and celebrate each one, the path ahead feels more manageable. Instead of focusing on the enormity of the task, you're able to take things one step at a time, reducing stress and keeping your mindset positive. Small wins provide an opportunity to reflect on what's working. By celebrating these moments, you can evaluate your strategies, habits, and choices. What actions led to this success? What can you replicate moving forward? This reflection not only reinforces good habits, but also helps you fine-tune your approach for even greater success. Celebration doesn't have to be extravagant or time-consuming. It can be as simple as treating yourself to a favorite snack, taking a break to enjoy a hobby, or sharing your success with a friend or loved one. The key is to acknowledge the effort and progress you've made, no matter how small it may seem. These moments of joy add up and keep you motivated. Small wins create a positive feedback loop. When you celebrate progress, your brain releases dopamine, the feel-good chemical that reinforces motivation and reward. This neurological response makes you more likely to continue putting in effort, as your brain associates hard work with positive outcomes. Over time, this loop strengthens your commitment to your goals. Celebrating small wins helps you stay resilient in the face of challenges. The journey to greatness is rarely linear, and setbacks are inevitable. However, by focusing on the progress you've made, you build a reserve of positive experiences that you can draw on during tough times. These small victories remind you of your capability and keep you moving forward. One of the most significant benefits of celebrating small wins is the impact it has on your mental health. The pursuit of big goals can sometimes feel stressful or overwhelming, but taking time to celebrate progress reduces these feelings. It shifts your mindset from pressure and perfectionism to positivity and appreciation, making the journey more enjoyable. Sharing your small wins with others creates a sense of community and support. When you involve friends, family, or colleagues in your celebrations, you strengthen your relationships and create a network of encouragement. These shared moments of joy remind you that you're not alone in your journey and that others are rooting for your success. Celebrating small wins also reinforces the importance of the process, not just the outcome. While reaching the final goal is important, the journey itself is where growth and transformation happen. By appreciating the small victories along the way, you learn to value the effort, lessons, and experiences that come with pursuing greatness. Small wins can reignite your passion and enthusiasm for your goals. It's natural for motivation to wane over time, especially when progress feels slow. However, celebrating small victories serves as a reminder of why you started and renews your excitement for what's ahead. These moments of celebration act as a spark that keeps your fire burning. Celebrating small wins teaches you the value of patience. Greatness takes time, and progress often happens in small increments. By acknowledging these small steps, you learn to appreciate the journey and trust the process. Patience becomes a virtue, and you become more willing to invest the time and effort required to achieve your dreams. Recognizing small wins also helps you develop a growth mindset. Instead of focusing solely on the end result, you start to see progress as a series of learning opportunities and achievements. This mindset shift allows you to embrace challenges, take risks, and view setbacks as part of the journey rather than as failures. Celebrating small wins fosters gratitude. Each victory, no matter how small, is a reminder of your progress and blessings. Gratitude shifts your perspective from what you lack to what you've accomplished, creating a positive outlook that fuels further success. It reminds you to appreciate the present moment and all the opportunities it holds. Acknowledging your progress inspires others. When you share your small wins, you show those around you that success is achievable, even in small steps. Your journey becomes a source of motivation for others, encouraging them to pursue their goals and celebrate their progress as well. This ripple effect creates a culture of positivity and growth. Small wins prepare you for the bigger victories ahead. Each milestone is a rehearsal for the ultimate success you're working toward. By celebrating these moments, you build the emotional and mental resilience needed to handle larger achievements. These celebrations remind you that greatness is a series of small, consistent actions over time. Ultimately, celebrating small wins is about honoring yourself and your journey. Every step you take toward your goals is a testament to your determination, effort, and growth. By taking the time to celebrate, you affirm your worth and reinforce your commitment to achieving greatness. These moments of joy and recognition make the journey worthwhile and ensure that when you reach your destination, you've truly savored every step along the way. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Think of the Impossible and Go Get It. Remember, the only limits that truly exist are the ones we allow to hold us back. Every step you take toward what seems impossible brings you closer to realizing your full potential. Don't settle for average when greatness is within reach. As you move forward, keep this in mind. Impossibilities only exist until you prove otherwise. Stay bold, stay focused, and keep pushing beyond the barriers. Your dreams are waiting now. It's time to go get them. See you in the next audiobook.